Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. We praise God, bless the Lord, and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, as we open our hearts and open our minds to receive whatever the Lord has for us. And this should not be just for tonight when we're on the prayer line or whether we're in church. This should be every day that we're listening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord for the opportunity to come in His presence with thanksgiving and with the attitude of gratitude. Glorify His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. There is none like Him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord thy God is worthy of the praise. Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight, hallelujah. As we said already, thanking God, glory to God for being in His presence. And we thank God for the opportunity that we can be able to come together and worship God together, intercede and pray. We can have the power to bind and loose, that God has given us that authority. Help us to be able to give Him His glory and His praise and appreciate Him every day. And as we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, and as we stand in the gap for others that may not know Him in the pardon of their sins, as we give praise and honor to Him and seeking His face, help us to always remember that God has given us a purpose in life, and not to just do it on a part-time basis. Whatever we do, let us do it wholeheartedly to the Lord and glorify Him. Oh, God, help us to keep a praise on our lips, as you said in your word. Give thanks in all things. We may not understand, hallelujah, all that we have to give thanks in, but when we praise God and remember and appreciate what you've already done for us and how you already moved for us, and what you're still doing for us, and knowing that you said you'll work all things together for good for us, that we ought to not have a problem when we have to think about God's goodness and remember to think of others and worship God and praise Him and thank Him, glory to God, in the midst of our situations and circumstances, because you are not a God that you shall lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. So we worship you and glorify and magnify you and thank you that your word is a two-edged sword, and it'll cut asunder anything and everything that's not like you. And even in our own lives, we have to be in a place that knowing that there's some things that need to be cut away in us. So help us to keep the prayers going on and keep our minds set and tuned into you, so that way we can make sure that whatever we do, you'll be glorified. So we thank the Lord again for welcoming Him into this place. This broken place in us, that we allow you to heal and deliver, so that we can be the wounded healer to go back out and bless and give others, glory to God, hope and encouragement, and the Spirit of the Lord that give us the power to bind and to loose and to be a witness so others' lives can be changed. Because you said, if we lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. So God, help us to make sure when food inspections got to be done, help us to be the first partaker of listening, checking ourselves, and examining ourselves according to Corinthians about examining ourselves daily. And so that way, when others seeing the fruit in our life and being fruit inspectors, they can see Christ and the character of Jesus Christ. So we bless God and give Him honor and praise. Praise the Lord. We thank God because He is awesome, marvelous, and wonderful, and a phenomenal God. So as we allow glory to God, ourselves to be in a place where people can inspect this fruit, we got to be the place that I just said, we got to first examine ourselves. And because there's no fruit cocktail, you got to make sure if you're orange, you're orange, if you're apple, you're apple, if you're grape, you're grape, and they all don't be on the same vine or the same tree. So we thank God for His goodness and have a desire to, I need thee every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. unto you, 'cause I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We got to make that thing personal. As we come before the throne of grace boldly to obtain the mercy and the grace of God, hallelujah, we not only just sing it, we got to believe it, hallelujah, and allow him to come in and do whatever he needs to do in our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to read our scripture. Our scripture reading is going to come out of James, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 1st verse. Evidently, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brethren, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If any is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits in the mouth of a horse to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder. Whatever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what is a great forest and set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a whirl of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry about that. I'm just going to skip. Praise God. Go on down to the 9th verse. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men. Who has been made in God's likeness? Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brethren, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brother, can a fig tree bear olives or grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life and deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Praise the Lord. Our readings come from James, the 2nd chapter 1 through, we might as well say through the whole thing, through 13. And we thank the Lord, glory to God, for the reading of his word and also the wisdom to govern ourselves accordingly and put a watch over our mouth, because like you said about that tongue, it can start a fire just like a match in a forest. And you know when it does, it's out of control. And the damage that it can do. So our Lord help us to put a watch over our mouth and remember, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. That's another reason why we need him more, even because of the glory to God, the various things this flesh would want to get out of control. But the more and more we get in your presence and get in your word and walk in obedience and submit ourselves to you, the more we allow the Holy Spirit to govern us and we won't grieve him. And so we need you every hour. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, for the power of the Holy Spirit, the paraclete. Thank you for the Jesus, the promises of the Lord that added rich. Thank you, glory to God, that you're not a God, that you should lie, and your hand is not too short, that you can't deliver. Whatever you send your word out to do, it will accomplish it. Thank you, Jesus, that you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us. God, help us to get to a place that we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved, that we'll be so hungry after your word and thirsting, seeking first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness and everything else you say will be added. in the name of Jesus, for it's not to think or worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, take care of itself. Matthew 6:33. We thank you, Lord God, as we're learning more and more, not to just to speak your word and preach your word and prophesy your word, but to live your word, to be the hearer and the doer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can do all things. Glory to God through you, but nothing without you. Help us to stay connected to that vine in the name of Jesus, because without that connection, glory to God, we're going to die out and end up, glory to God, on Hollywood Boulevard and end up, glory to God, losing our life, our spirit, glory to God, be bound up by the chains of the enemy that we will not be able, glory to God, to negotiate in hell. God, help us to surrender ourselves now in the name of Jesus. Like the woman of God said, glory, we got to stay connected to the vine. We are thanking you for love. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for, glory to God, you leaving so many details in your word for us to follow, glory out of the old patriarchs, for those that led you by your spirit and was obedient to your spirit, and glory to God, the blessings that came, even through the trials and the tribulations, as their obedience, God, you manifest your power like never before. And then sometimes they may have gone through some things and backslid, but God, returning back to you and how you blessed and prospered them too. And those that did not listen and did not do, all glory to God, detrimental, oh my God, there was destruction and all kinds of other things. You said that it had transpired and you prove yourself. Oh, you said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God, we are thanking you for that mercy that's renewed every morning, for that grace and for that opportunity to be able to repent. Because some people can repent of some things, but after they are disobedient and rebellion and didn't do, you cannot do it the last minute and think we just going to enter in on our own time. We got to be in a place that when we hear your voice, harden not our heart. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, glory to God, to be in a place that we can stay humble before you and humble ourselves under the mighty hand. Humble ourselves, you say, as you said in Peter. Humble ourselves, because if you have to humble us, there's much more suffering, have to go through an extra pain and agony because we wouldn't humble ourselves. We're already hard-hearted or high-minded or full of pride or being rebellious or whatever, and then you have to humble us. Oh, there's trouble. There's already that the enemy is fighting us. Why in the world would we open the door more to have to be chastised? Even though you say you chastise those that you love, but in the meantime, some chastise that we wouldn't even have to go through if we would just submit ourselves and do what the Spirit of the Lord say. But we know there's going to become times that you're going to have to, because this flesh got to come under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord. It's got to be crucified. So we thank you for that mercy that comes with it, with your grace and that unmerited favor. Thank you so much for that love, God, that you love us so much. Even while we were in darkness, you loved us so much that it redeemed us back to the Father. Thank you so much, glory to God, that you love us. Oh, God, I thank you for the love you put in us, the love you back with, and teaching us how to love one another. Oh, God, to walk in the agape, not only just in word, but in deed, in the name of Jesus, teaching us how to forgive in the name of Jesus and to let go and let God. Thank God for the power of your word. And as we submit ourselves to you, glory, we'll see the manifestation of your great power and your anointing. You said greater works shall we do. God, there's so much more that you have for our life and what you want to do through us. God, even for the healings, the deliverance, for encouragement, for to be able to use these gifts and talents that you may be glorified, to bind the hand of the enemy, to loose people from the bondage, all glory to God, that have them tied up in their minds and cause them to do all kind of hideous crimes and things, for them to come to know that you don't even have to go that direction. The word that comes to bring hope for those that are feeling hopeless or helpless, and those, glory to God, where the enemy has distorted so many things and lies and whatever, that can have a clearing of mind to know what the truth is. God, we come against the brainwashing of the devil that got people's minds caught up, glory to God, and homosexual acts are caught up, glory to God, and stealing and killing and murdering, running blood in the street like water, but they don't have no remorse for the killing. God, we pray against the foul spirits of the enemy that from the sickness and disease of heart attacks and strokes and sugar diabetes and cancer and things going on with the kidney, the pancreas, things happening in the digestive system, the ears, nose, and throat, the things that allow them, skin disorders and blood disorders and things going on with arthritis, bursitis, every kind of ache there is, the things that they got some diseases out there that call things that got some bizarre names and some that don't even have a name for. Oh, the blood of Jesus, even flesh-eating diseases, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, even the times now with all this glory, chaos going on with people glory to God are having to losing their minds, and some glory to God are so caught up in the pressures of life in the name of Jesus that the enemy is using them to cause other people's lives to be lost in the name of Jesus. We rebuke, bind, and loose. Oh, we cancel this up, the spirit of Alzheimer's and the spirit, glory to God, of dementia, and even for the spirit that the enemy is coming, bringing chaos and confusion in homes. Oh, God, destroying families and marriages, relationships and things, glory to God, of betrayal and things happening up in the body of Christ, even in ministry, plead the blood of Jesus. Praying for an awakening, if not people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, glory to God. Seeking out your face, for the spirit of repentance to be in the heart, truly, true repentance. Oh, God, how you heal the land in the name of Jesus. We're praying for true worshipers, that's going to worship the spirit, worship in spirit and truth, that we can come on one accord. We're praying for the sleeping giant to wake up. Oh, look at around us, all the things that are happening in the land. Oh, God, you told us in these last days the men were going to become lovers of their flesh and lovers of glory to God, of themselves more than lovers of God. All the things that they're going to do, children against parents, and parents against children, the various things that will be happening, the wars and the all the kind of things that are happening in earthquakes. Oh, but you still told us to pray and pray without ceasing. We got to be the lights that's going to be on out here. Oh, God, for us to be the witness, for the reach who we can reach. We still got an assignment to do. You said, glory to God, we got to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. So there's no excuses for us to draw back and just me, my, I, and us four, or just me and our little organization, or just our church and just my family. Oh, the devil is a lie, because he's coming in all kinds of doors and windows, everywhere you look up in the house of God, even murder is coming up in our own, glory to God, hallelujah, church homes, and glory to God, the enemy coming up and doing various things from the outside, and some, glory to God, are backsliding, and things are going on in homes where even, glory to God, family members or lives are being lost or hurt, glory to God, and other things that are children are getting caught up in the internet and this, that, and the other, and they're getting lost out there in sex and drugs and alcohol, and also sometimes committing crimes and sometimes in gang banging and killing and whatever. All this stuff is filtrating up in the house. We can't afford to be sleeping, me, my, and I. We got to wake up like never before, praying, glory to God, against the forces of evil, not only just in our house and our church, family houses. We got to pray, period. We don't know, glory to God, who we might be talking to or witness to that might turn back around and turn, glory to God, some things upside down for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to reach out in the name of Jesus, not in fear. Oh, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, and love, and of a sound mind. Because we hear so many things going on in the streets, that's what the enemy want to do, is send out a fear tactic minister, a mission in the name of Jesus. Besides all the horror he's doing, trying to keep us from being able to speak up or say or to do. But if we be led by the Spirit, we're going to be covered under the blood. Whatever God say, do. If we know, glory to God, we're secure in him. Help us, glory to God, to have something that will be an encouragement or witness or be able, glory to God, to say a kind word, sometimes just a smile. And when he say, don't say nothing, don't say nothing. We can still pray within ourselves, because some things we can touch right then, some things we can't. We just got to have the wisdom of God, but it still shouldn't stop up some praying and interceding and binding and loosening. Even when we're riding in a car, riding on the bus or on a plane, train, glory to God, on the highways, byways, we ought to be able, glory to God, on a ship, whatever, we ought to still be able to pray. We ought to be able to witness even those that are passing. We might not even get to say anything to them, but the life that we live in front of them, but also sometimes we can just pray within if he don't give us to say anything orally. Oh, God, it's so much to be done at this hour and time. I bind up the spirit of tiredness and distress and oppression and grief and all the attacks on the enemy has come up against the bodies of their health and trying to get us to not lose, to lose focus, and so we can be tuned in to the challenges that we're going through. Oh, we're not dismissing the pain and the agony and the disappointment and all that, but oh, we got to keep looking to the hills with coming to our help and realize our help coming from the Lord and recognize that the adversary is using these things to try to get us away from focusing on the mission at hand. Oh, because there may be somebody going through worse than what we are. We know that God is not sitting so high that he can't be touched down here with our infirmities. And you said, and even glory to God in these times, that glory to God, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You told us there'll be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Oh, Oh, God, we thank you for the faith that glory to God in justifying us in the name of Jesus to bring us into a place that your righteousness, your holiness, that we got to come up in and allow you, glory to God, to transform us into the disciples for Christ. God, help us to let the love of God, the agape, run, glory to God, like never before in our lives, that people can see the Jesus, hallelujah, not on a part-time basis, not just when we're in church, not just when we go out in certain selected places, oh, God, but on the job, in the marketplace, in the bank, glory to God, even if we're on vacation, wherever we are, let us not think that we can go any place that you don't see. You know all things and see all things, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, glory to God, and you got people everywhere where we most not think, the least person we think they're not, somebody's eyes is seeing something. Oh, glory to God, that are not just out there being busybody or just listening. Look, oh, but believers everywhere, they can be silent and not say nothing, but don't mean, glory to God, that God's eyes is not everywhere. We need to walk upright and make sure whatever we're doing, that you be glorified and wherever we are. If we miss the mark, help us to run to the rock that's hardened us. Oh, keep that spirit, glory to God, of repentance and humility and conviction in our hearts, so that way we won't bring no shame, no reproach against the gospel, and that we love you so much, we want all that you done did for us and do it for us, that we don't want you disappointed in our lives. Help us, glory to God, to be that example, that light on the hill, not flickering off and on like a light switch, or not being like a flashlight put up on the bushel, but Lord, help us to keep it gleaming more and more and more. If I all get a little low, help us to charge it back up. If we need a battery charge with your word and your anointing, help us to stay in a place, glory to God. Your loving kindness, have you drawn us. Help us to get to that place that we have, Lord, and loving kindness to draw our family members. Glory to God, to draw our enemies and to draw those neighbors and draw others. God, they can't tell who we are sometimes or how our attitude is on the job, and sometimes in the neighborhood, sometimes even in church. Glory to God. It's the same change, glory to God, for us in the church house, and sometimes your spirit is act like somebody in the world that don't even know God. Because you're drawn into yourself and your attitude toward people, and glory to God, and always have some sharp word or something, glory to God, distasteful to say, or just have something, glory to God, hallelujah, to be able to just say, I gotta get people off of me. I can't stand this, I can't. Oh my God, but we want all the blessing that God had for us, and then we won't turn back around and be a blessing. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to teach us some more. Hallelujah. We need that word to still continue to go out, and we got to be those witnesses. We have to be that light, and sometimes we just have to live it before them, because sometimes you can't even say something to some people or it's going to get worse. So, God, give us wisdom how, glory to God, to fish. How to fish and what kind of bait to use. In the name of Jesus, you said, like you told the disciples, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Oh, God, so with the wisdom, how to go in, how to come out, what to embrace, what not to embrace, what to, how to hold them, how to fold them, and what to let go. In the name of Jesus, even that wisdom, we have to know. Even we don't plant the seed, and sometimes we're watering, other people watering, we're watering. We got to know some things, glory, so there won't be a distraction. How much time invested to let go. Still love, glory to God, and glory to God as God give you to say, but not spend so much time that we are losing out on somebody that might need our time, might need to be able to be encouraged or need to be built up or need to be witnessed to. Help us to be wise, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to walk, glory to God, in love in our homes more. Sometimes we show more love outside of our home than we do inside because it's sensitive areas, but we need to get to a place that I humble ourselves and let God transform us in the inside. Sometimes we're waiting for the other person to change, and God want to change something in us to make us at a place where we can be able to be a better witness, and we can be able to stand and be firm on our identity in the Lord. We can't stop that bird, as a man of God say, flying over our head, but we sure can stop it from building a nest. What kind of nest we allowing people, glory to God, to cause us to be so frustrated and agitated, How much are we giving to God and how much we're trying to handle on our own? Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to bless us to be more sharper, hallelujah, so we can run with the horsemen, that we can be in a place where a soar like the eagle, so we can be in a place where that we are blessed the Lord at all times. Help us more and more. This individual walk on that part of our lives changing and being transformed. Help us to be able to learn from you and what your word says, and also be able to receive when God is blessing somebody to speak into our lives with wisdom, that we won't be so defensive. If it's truth and what God wants to change, help us to receive. if it's something that we ought to be able to discern, well, it's coming from the flesh. God help us to know when we are being rebellious and stubborn too as well. So we are praying for the body of Christ, praying for change so that way we can be a greater light, so we can be able to have wisdom how to go in and how to be able to reach more people for their lives to change and be encouraged and to know that there are real people out here growing to God with the love of God in them that are generous and are with the love of God and that are helpers and that glory to God that are great witness and they are true disciples for Christ. So we're just praying more and more for the body. We're praying for those that are in dire need of a healing. Counselor Simon above here, God, foul spirit of the enemy that's come to bring destruction, to bring distractions, and to try to come glory to God to cause people grow out to be thinking more of death than still of life. We rebuke and bind and loosen from its assignment, even for that pain and agony that goes on when all the body is racked with pain and going through various things, and even in with the mind, we plead the blood of Jesus that the enemy will loose his hold off, and that we're speaking healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us. And you said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Oh, we come against, glory to God, even those things that are hitting in our heart that we're still holding on, we need to let go. Whatever it may be, whether it happened yesterday or 10 years ago or 20, 30, 40 years ago, help us even for childhood things. Oh, when the mind flashes back to those things, help us to let go. You said, therefore, if any man in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become new. The enemy want to rehearse and rehearse because he wants us to live back there. But you said faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. We should be moving forward and guarding our heart with all diligence and rebuking and binding and walking in peace and walking in joy, walking in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Even if that person never say, I forgive you, we got to have some freedom and liberty for ourselves to say, I'm not going to be in bondage and be in chains and be in prison because I didn't let go, hallelujah, of unforgiveness. For I thank you for my freedom. God, that's between them, hallelujah, now, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray and thank you for the mercy that you had for us and the grace while we were still in darkness that you forgave us. So, Lord, I'm praying for them chains to be destroyed, those yokes to be destroyed, and like the anointing to flow, glory to God for the power of the anointing for us to go forward, and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us that we'll run this race with patience. That loving kindness, loving, that loving and the blessings that we have in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Love by faith. Oh, in the name of Jesus. As my sister was bringing forth the word last night, Mother McCormick, we thank God for the blessings that you're teaching us, even in your word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and that persistence in our faith and that persistence, glory to God, in the love that Jesus has been showing us and how we need to show back forth that love and appreciation too in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you for all that you do and you have done. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing, glory, to be able to pray. Help us to pray without ceasing. And at times we get a little weak, God, help us, glory to God, to run to you to give us strength. But also remember that you said one can chase 1,000, two go 10,000 flight. Seek out your face first. And when you put somebody on our heart to pray that's sincere about the things of God, that will pray and intercede and stand with you, glory to God, not spreading, glory to God, gossip, but will stand, God, help us remember, glory to God, to trust you so we can trust somebody to pray with us, to put that enemy, so we can be free to flow in the anointing and stay alert and keep our ears and eyes open. Oh, God, we pray for those that are grieving, going through various things. Even thank you, Lord, for blessing Pastor Bird, the prophet, God, a blessing in her family and touching and strengthening her and strengthening them in the name of Jesus. We pray for Wanda, for her deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that congestive heart failure. For God, we pray for anything that's grow out with that smoke that will turn back around, irritate and agitate her condition, God. Oh, heal her heart, a broken heart, even through from her mom and for other things that are going on in her life. We're praying for that spot on her lungs that she'll be healed from that too as well. But most of all, God, we're praying for her total deliverance, that she'll turn and yield to you. And God, you can show yourself miraculously strong because you already did some miraculous things already. So we're praying for you came to bind up the broken heart and set the captive free. We thank you for those that are grieving through already with their sons or daughters being murdered or killed or raped or been abused or whatever in bad relationships right now. Glory to God, their hearts is grieved because they can't get the message or they're too fearful to come out of that situation. Lord, we are praying, glory, our breakthroughs for situations to come where they can be healed and delivered. And for those that are waiting, glory, to see the manifestation, full glory to God, of deliverance. God, help them, combined with the broken heart from them, glory to God, and for others that are going through because they don't have a, they don't have housing now. They don't have their cars anymore to get the job, losing the job. They have, glory to God, other things that are going on in their families or things that are going on in their lives or even need healing. God, we're praying for those conditions that you'll bless and restore and heal and deliver. We're praying, send out your ministered angels in the name of Jesus and help from east, west, north, to south, even touch the minister, touch the hearts of men and women all over around the globe, that there'll be a blessing, and the ones that are being a blessing to pour back in them, even those that's in the wars now. And even for those families that have been separated, been killed, or either, glory to God, don't have parents anymore, don't have children anymore, whatever it may be, no place to go, God asking you, Lord, to have them. Praying for those that are so greedy in leadership that all they want to do is don't even think about the people as nothing but numbers anymore, just to accomplish their mission, for they want land, and they want to possess people and possess their lands and want to be, glory to God, manipulators and dictators. God, we're praying for that yoke to be destroyed in the name of Jesus, not over this own overseas, but even the vision that's in our own country right now. The blood of Jesus, we pray against every spirit that want to come in and hold people in captivity and in bondage in every way, even those, glory to God, that's out there for human trafficking and out there for all kinds of other things that are going on. God, we are praying deliverance and pray, glory to God, for those that are captives, that they'll be free and a door comes open and exposure comes. And even for some of our countries that know things are going on, but they just know money is involved and they just do enough just to get by, the blood of even with the gun laws. Oh, we are praying for the legislators. We're praying for our president. Praying, glory to God, for wisdom. We're praying for spiritual wisdom. We're praying for those laws that need to be passed and being blocked, that they will, glory to God, that's the betterment for the people in the name of Jesus. And for those, glory to God, that are in there, all they're just thinking about is money, 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 money. And that's why they're holding up some things. We are praying, God, for conviction. But until you move and change man's heart, God, there's going to be many things that's going on in life. But we got to be to a place to pray, believe God, and not to get weary, not to get complacent, and not to give up. But strengthen us that we continue to stand as we bind the hand of the enemy and loosen from his assignment, as we continue to pray to manifestation come. We pray for strength and courage and encouragement. Bind you up, Satan, and all your little cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Command you to loose your hold off our children's minds, or the generation of this time and ones to come that's going to be used for the kingdom of God. We bind up the brainwashing and all the voices right now to cease in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of truth can come in. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. We are praying that you're going to save and you're going to deliver. You're going to bring many out of bondage that they may be used for the kingdom of God. We are praying right now this for restoration and restoring in the name of Jesus. We are praying for calling back our peace and our joy and our strength and encouragement to continue to be an encourager, the wisdom and discernment, debt cancellation, wisdom, glory to God, of good stewardship. Thank you, Lord God, for some that might be needing some finances for this week, right now, this day. Lord, if I have some deadlines for some things, God, we are praying for favor. Fix it, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to stand on it. We send out, glory to God, those angels. Bring it in from the east, west, north, and south. Give us wisdom to hear. We come against frustration. And even that attack commonly is vehicle, the same tire again with the rim. Now, not the tire, this not rim this time, the tire. Our God, pray and bind up the hands of the enemy for any of our lives. That the enemy, soon as things trying to get things on course, here comes an attack it, not only against our bodies, our finances, our homes, our cars, our whatever we plead, the blood of Jesus against these attacks, that glory to God, that we will be able to stand and you're going to turn some things around for your glory. But help us to focus, wait on you, not murmur and complain, but trust you and pray one for another, that glory to God, deliverance is on its way, and it's going to be a marvelous how you do it. And it's going to look back, and people are going to say, it's the Lord is doing it. It's marvelous in our eyes, because we're going to see the overflow coming in the name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Bless these your people on this prayer line, the prayer warriors, and even those that are listening. Thank you for your healing power. You are so marvelous and so wonderful. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. For Mother Willette, glory to God, we praise God. For Pastor Bird, we're praying, glory to God, for Mother Alexander don't tell me my system is not going to open your lines. The devil is a liar. No, devil, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know all power is in your hand and the enemy is a liar. It shall operate as it's supposed to be. So we are back. So God, I'm open now. Mother Willette, Pastor Bird, Pastor Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, and Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence as humble as we know how. We thank you for being the true and living God. We honor you this evening, Father God. We, Lord God, thank you so much for loving us, for being for us, hallelujah, for already providing what we stand in need of in Christ Jesus' name. We, Lord God, just thank you so much, hallelujah, as the scripture says, to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. So we say thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being so good, for blessing us to see another day, hallelujah, clothing our right mind, strengthen our bodies, hallelujah, glory be to God, and thank you, Lord God, for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, for this, we'll call it Holy Week, because it's the week, praise God, hallelujah, the weekend we'll celebrate resurrection, glory be to God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you demonstrated as we looked at the scripture last night in Romans, the 5th chapter, how you demonstrated how much you loved us when you allowed Jesus to come here on earth, live and die and rise on the 3rd day. Glory be to God for our sins. He had no sin, but he was willing to lay his life down that we might live and live life to the full. So I give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I ask you, Lord God, have mercy on our souls that we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, even in thinking things that we ought not think of, Father. We ask you to have mercy and forgive us for our sins. And I pray the prayer that David prayed in Psalms 51, that you will blot out our transgressions, cleanse us of our iniquities, and Lord God, hallelujah, I pray that thou take not thy Holy Spirit from us, because we all need your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to help us and make people to know that your word is truth. Glory be to God. Psalms 33 and verse 4 says, the word of the Lord is right, and all of your works are done in truth, Father. So I thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, that you were willing to sacrifice your life so that we could live. Glory be to God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that more people will realize it's time to come out of darkness. It's time to come out of those things that's not pleasing to you, Lord, and come and surrender our lives to you, Lord God, that we may, Lord God, behold the beauty of the Lord, that we may, Lord God, experience the power of your love toward us in Jesus' name. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, grace, grace, hallelujah, grace that is greater than all of our sins. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace this evening. Thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. Genuine agape love. And also another message from Mother McCormick, hallelujah, that we need to love one another. And I said, I wrote on my little paper last night, if, hallelujah, we don't realize the agape love is living down on the inside of us, hallelujah, it's going to be real hard for somebody to love somebody else for real if you don't know that God's love lives on the inside because you've accepted Christ. Glory be to God. So thank you, Lord God. Have mercy on us. Forgive us for all of our sins, Father. Sometimes we have things in our heart that we're holding, and we don't even know what it was we were holding against somebody. We ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us. Be like an eraser. Just blot those things out. When we repent for real of those things we've been holding on to, if it ain't something that's of the word of God, we need to get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for the air that we breathe. Hallelujah for a roof over our head. I thank you for meeting those needs, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray special prayer. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus for those that are sick and shut in. I pray for those, Lord God, that may be in hospitals, nursing homes, psychiatric facilities, even in the prisons, Lord God. Some may be on hospice care in the prison. Lord God, we lift them up, Lord God. Lift up people everywhere, those that, not just in those medical facilities, but we pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that may be at their residence, Lord God. And, Lord God, they have caretakers. We pray for the caretakers as well. We pray that you touch those limbs that are in pain, Lord God, and we pray that you restore those limbs. We pray, oh God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you heal those congestive heart conditions. I heard someone mention someone had congestive heart on the phone last night. I pray for them, and not just them, but there are others, Lord God. Miss Janice, congestive heart failure, Lord God, and you healed her before, and you're able to do it again. Those that may be suffering, Lord God, with some form of cancer, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your supernatural healing. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You said in your word, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, yes, we are healed. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah. Jesus, you bear, hallelujah, not just our sins, but you bore our sickness and our diseases in your body on the tree. Glory be to God. And with your stripes, we were healed. So we are the healed in Christ Jesus. I pray, oh God, of divine deliverance for those that are in pain this evening. Those, Lord God, someone may have incontinence. Someone may have to wear a pessary, Lord God, device because of the uterus probably, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that, Lord God, this cancer, Lord God, gross, is a thing of the past, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that try to rise up and fight against your divine deliverance, and we thank you for the power of the word. You said, let your word dwell in us richly, Lord God. Let your word abide in us. You said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. That's in John. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. I think that's 15 and verse 7. John 15, verse 7. Praise God. If we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. In Matthew 7, 7, ask, and it will be given you. So we are trusting you. Hallelujah, because we have faith, glory be to God, the assurance that you're a big enough God. And I learned that as a little girl, and I thank you. I have not forgotten about it, Father, that, Lord God, you're big enough to handle every situation that we face. Oh, Father God, have mercy upon us. Help us, Lord God, to help us not to be weary, Lord God. There's some things that we can do while we wait. We must keep trusting you. We must keep, hallelujah, hallelujah, asking, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, believing that we can receive. You said if we, hallelujah, whatsoever we ask you in the name of Jesus, that you will give it to us so that our joy will be full. That's John 16, praise God, hallelujah, 23 and 24, glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, that you want us to be free and have liberty from sin, sickness, diseases. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, every form of virus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will attack every symptom that try to come against us. And we pray that we keep our armor on, that no weapon formed against us prosper, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for letting us know that we're not just children of God, but we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. And Luke, praise God, the 10th chapter, verse 19, says you've given us authority. And I believe that the authority is to talk like you, Lord God. You said, hallelujah, let there be light. And that light is still happening because of what you said all of those years, 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 and years ago in Jesus' name. So, Father, we pray that as we begin to speak faith, hallelujah, that your word, I believe it's Isaiah 55, you said, hallelujah, your word will not come back void. So when we pray, hallelujah, asking in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you'll bring it to pass because it's your good pleasure, hallelujah, to give your children what they stand in need of. And thank you for, praise God, Matthew, the 15th chapter, praise God, where it discusses that healing is the children's bread. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for divine, Lord God, healing. Even people may not even be thinking, or they think, like Sister McCormick said last night, they just don't understand your love for them, or they don't believe that you love them, but yet you do. You do, because you already sent Jesus, glory be to God, so that those that are held bound by what? Addictions and strongholds. Yes, they can be free, glory be to God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're still the saving God. Hallelujah, the way maker, the miracle worker. Hallelujah, the promise keeper. And you're yet working today, Jesus says. They was questioning him, praise God. He said, my Father's working now. And when he was working, he was doing no more than what his Father had said and gave him authority. So we pray, Father, for a supernatural miracle working, Lord God, deliverance for those, Lord God, that may have been bound by some form of sin or addiction or stronghold or immorality. We plead the blood of Jesus against the works of wickedness and darkness and evil, all these things that try to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. You are a good God. You're a good Heavenly Father, and you want us to live life to the full. Oh, Lord God, if the enemy came and tempted Jesus in the wilderness, when he was led in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, if he tempted Jesus, he will tempt you to try to get you to not believe what God has said in the word. So, God, we trust in you. What in the world will we do if we don't have enough sense to trust you? God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our life. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Lord God, that when our time is up here, down here on earth, Lord God, we'll be transitioning. Hallelujah, Lord God, to be with you, because your word teach me to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And I'm reminded of what you said to the one of the thieves that was on the cross. He was a thief. And you said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Hello, somebody. And he was getting ready to shut his eyes for the last time on earth. Glory be to God. I take you at your word. I trust you. I know you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Father, in Jesus' name, continue to, Lord God, give us liberty and freedom from these things that are trying to get in the way of people, Lord God, being set and free from the powers of darkness, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus against all of this wickedness and evil and all of this hatred and meanness. God, help us. And as people of born-again believers, we better get ourselves together if we're not walking in love. If we don't know and understand the agape love that should be dwelling in us when we claim Jesus as Lord and Savior, Lord God, help us to get the message, Lord God, so we'll start treating people right in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord God, for those, Lord God, who may be suffering with arthritic pain. And we pray, God, that arthritis, I know a lot of this suffering that people are going through, God, it's going to be a thing of the past, and I pray that you do a speed that process up so people can get delivered today. Yes, today, as we trust you, God, I pray for healing in these joints, Lord God. Yes, let us begin to move to the best of our, if I can't run, let me walk. If I can't walk, let me sit in the chair and begin to move my legs and arms. What you give me the ability, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to do what we can do. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, for being slack in time. Maybe just forgive me for being slack in time past. Have mercy on my soul, Father. God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray a special prayer for those, Lord God, hallelujah, who may have already had surgeries or those that are scheduled to have surgeries. We pray, Father God, for those that are going to the doctor and they're trying to determine what type of treatment they're going to give them for whatever the ailment is. We pray that you give these doctors, Lord God, wisdom and help them, Lord God, because if you don't give them help and wisdom of what to look for or how to make appropriate diagnosis, the people won't know how to pray. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that they are focused on the patient and they'll treat them as though they're treating, Lord God, somebody in the kingdom of God. And, yes, they are. Sometimes people don't realize that, but you got to be nice to God, people, because God will get you if you don't. Hallelujah. Do right, in other words, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for those, Lord God, who may have already had surgeries, that they have a speedy recovery with no complications. We pray for those that have to have surgeries. We pray that you bless them. Give them, Lord God, a good report in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for this worship services that's coming up. People are going to celebrate the resurrection. I pray we don't get in a hurry because we're thinking about the ham or the turkey or whatever we're going to cook. I don't plan on doing a whole lot of cooking. If I am, I don't know nothing about it right now. But, God, I pray that we'll focus on celebrating Jesus and thanking you and praising you for giving us a Savior, hallelujah, that was willing. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, because it was not an easy thing to go through a crucified death. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, what they did to our Lord and Savior. But I thank you that he was willing to lay his life down that we might live. And I choose to live life to the full according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives in Jesus' name. So, Father God, have mercy. Have mercy this evening. We pray for our families, Lord God. I touch and agree with Minister BJ. She mentioned quite a few people, and I pray, God, that every situation and circumstance that she brought up, God, that you will release the appropriate answer, and I know what you need to do regarding those situations and the people, Lord God. We pray for those that are bereaved. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will help us, Lord God, in this hour. We pray for those lost loved ones, Lord God. People are lost in there. Some of them been going to church for years, and they still don't have a right relationship with the Lord, and they still got meanness in their heart toward one race or the other. We ask you, Lord God, to wake the people up, and I pray for America. I believe that, yes, this is a great nation. You created this nation, and I thank and praise you that you allowed me to be a part of this nation, Father God. And I pray for our America. I pray for the people of America. I pray that people's hearts will turn back and to remember that it is in the true and living God that we put our trust in. Hallelujah. We honor you this evening, Father God. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for my children, my grandchildren. I touch and agree. I pray for those who are suffering with skin disorders, Lord God. I don't even know where some of this stuff is coming from. The pastor's wife had some type of issue where she started having a rash come up, and then it was painful for her to walk. God, I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, will attack that condition and wipe it out in the name of Jesus and give her a good bill of health in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I pray for our seniors. I pray for our babies. I pray, Lord God, for those in positions of authority. I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, preachers, your servants out there, Lord God, all over the world, those persecuted Christians. I pray for deliverance. I pray their needs are met, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for people everywhere. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy. Remember Vaughn, Lord God, Bruno, Lord God. You know she had a fall. And I pray, Lord God, that you will just, Lord God, give her a good recovery and a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. I don't know what all she got to do, but I know she needs somebody to help her with all that she needs to do. And she's not the only one. There are other people that need help. Father God, have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for our sins and help us to do your good and divine will. Help us, Lord God, to be, Lord God, kind to somebody to let them know that you're still on the throne. We thank you for what you're doing in this season and in this hour. We bless you. We praise you. We love you. We honor you and we worship you. I pray for the woman of God that keep this line open, Lord God. And she pray she's a faithful warrior, Lord God. Continue to meet her needs, not just her needs, but her family needs. And every prayer warrior, Lord God, that's represented on this line and every prayer warrior all over the country. They may be in another country. If they're a prayer warrior, they are your servant, God, and take care of them. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. We're trusting you. We're trusting you. We need you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you for who you are, what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God. My son, he's supposed to have a gallbladder surgery. If you see fit for him to have it, I know you're going to bring him through it, and I thank you for bringing him through it in advance in Jesus' name. It's not until April the 2nd, but I know you're bringing through that in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, help us to continue to lean and depend on you and to trust in you for our needs, Lord God, because as Sister McCormick said last night, we have to abide in the vine. You are the vine. Hallelujah. We are the branches. Help us to stay connected to you. God, you are our everything, and we thank you so much. We praise you this evening. I pray for each one, Brother Black, all of every person, Prophet Bird, Lord God, you see what she's going through, I think it was her niece, Lord God. I just pray for every person with every situation, Pastor Sims, every person. I'm not going to lift up everybody's name, but I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you that we can trust you. We love you, Lord. We bless you and thank you. And once again, I thank you and I pray that we'll not let anything interfere with us celebrating Jesus on Resurrection Weekend in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. We honor you. And Jesus, remember our military, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, these people that are mean and hateful, and deal with them as you see fit in Jesus' name. I honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. If Pastor Bird is not on, then I guess we'll go on to Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, according to your word in Psalm 92, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night.
Psalm 22:1-2.
Thank God for his
goodness and his mercy.
Thank God for watching over us, no matter where we are or where we go, he's there with us. I give him glory, and I give him praise, and I give him honor. Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for he is so good to us, Lord God. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Help them to stand in the name of Jesus. Regardless what comes, Lord God, we know that you are the deliverer and the provider and healer. So we thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being so good. Lord, as I bring my sister in Christ before you, Theodora, Lord, I'm binding up that false spirit of disease that attacked these sisters, Lord. The spirit of cancer, Lord God, we know you is a healer, Lord. And we bind in this false spirit that just rising up and heart failure rising up. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We know, Lord God, that your promise, he said, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we know, Lord God, that if you said it, we must stand on it. Lord, I love you and I praise you for being the Lord of our life, Lord Jesus. I pray for the fatherless sons, O God. Continue to bless my fatherless sons, Lord God. Regardless what's going on, Lord God, we know that you is a deliverer and you is a provider. You said in the word, Lord God, that you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow. And Lord, you do no mistakes. What you said you do, you do. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over our sons and daughters, our grands and great-grands, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Because I know you is a deliverer, Father God. And I know you is a shield for them, Heavenly Father. No matter what comes on in this world, I know they are covered under the blood of the Lamb. Because, Lord, your promise is never broken. If you said we have it, we have it. Help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God. Help us to not fail in nothing that you gave us, Lord God, because you said we can act according to the promises of God. You said, come boldly to the throne of grace. And whatever we ask, Lord God, believe that we shall receive it. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion over their life. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord Jesus, have mercy. I pray for Marish today, Lord God, and sister going through this situation. But I know, Lord, you created Marish, and you gave us the authority in this thing. You said, Lord God, if we pray. No matter what the enemy come against Marish with, if you pray, and know that your Marish was marked by the Heavenly Father. Bind up the works of the enemy. Let him know he have no authority in your Marish. Bind it and believe when you bind, that's what you believe in and you stand on it. Because it shall not destroy what God gave you. No matter what happened, stand on the promises of God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's what you believe in that you're asking the Father for. Believe him. Stand faithful. Fight the good fight of faith, because if you don't have faith, you are getting nothing. You got to stand on what God said, regardless how bloody the water is, baby. Stand on what you're asking God for and fight the good fight of faith, baby. Believe him. Believe God is a deliverer. Believe God is a healer. Because I know he's a God that things that you ask, if you stand strong on his word, follow his word, do what he says. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy in my life. Regardless what's going on, baby, keep your eyes on the Lord and continue to pray. I bind the works of the enemy that come against the body with sickness and disease. And we know that the Lord tell us, Lord, if we pray, we can bring these things down in the name of Jesus and stand faithful on his promises. I pray for all those that is in authority in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say, oh, pastors, Lord God, continue to strengthen them, Father God. Your pastors, Heavenly Father, strengthen them through the storm. Regardless what come, Lord God, they're standing on the road, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that your promises say for us to pray for those that is in authority. And Lord, we know that you answer prayer. We pray for our president or vice president, Lord God. For it's in the name of Jesus, Father God, we all stand before you, Lord, claiming victory in every area, Lord God. We claim debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. Debt cancellation in each and every one of us that have debt. We know that God answer prayer. And we claim debt cancellation. As far as I'm concerned, I bind up the enemy works. He will have to loose. Finance in the name of Jesus. I claim blessing and abundantly in the name of Jesus. Because the Father said, ask. He said, whatever you need, believe in him and ask. And believe when you ask, you receive. Don't ask with foolishness. Ask because you know God will lose it for you. And be sure when you ask the Lord for something is what you really want. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy in my life. I thank God for watching over my sons and my grands and great-grands. Thank him for blessing each and every one of them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, touch them, Lord, that they don't be out there wasting their life, but they stand faithful and remember what they was taught about the living God, that he's a God that answers. And, Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for each and every one of my sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless them in abundantly in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Block in the name of Jesus, our only brother on the prayer line. Continue to strengthen him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the head of the prayer line, that she continue to stand boldly in the name of Jesus. No matter what happens, she's running through with this prayer line. She's going to open it. No matter what happens, she's opened that prayer line. Because, Lord, you gave her that dominion over that prayer line. And I, God, I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We all thank you, Lord God, that she do that. And we ask you, Father God, to strengthen her every day, Lord, that she continue to stand. We thank you for our prophet, Lord God, that she will continue to stand faithful no matter what. Because, Lord, your word said, Heavenly Father, if we pray. So we know that prayer is the key for everything. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my sisters in Christ, Lord God. There's one that something come up now, and she, Teresa, is going through another situation. But I know, Lord, you is a deliverer and you is a healer. And I pray that Teresa will stand faithful, Lord God, no matter what. Stand faithful and call on your name. For you are a healer, Heavenly Father. You are a deliverer. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for keeping us, Lord God. I thank you for blessing us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. This I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor, I was on the phone. I'm on my home phone, so you probably didn't see my number.
Yeah, I saw it. I have it open, but I guess maybe I didn't give you time enough to say something if you had it on pause, because I have your number open. So I didn't maybe give you enough. Come on. Okay, then.
Okay. But, Father, we do honor you and praise you tonight. Exodus 3:7-8 says, and the Lord says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. But I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them and to bring them up out of this land unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Father God, we thank you tonight that you hear the prayers of the righteous. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us and keeping us. God, we praise your holy and righteous name because you are God, and besides you, there are none other. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. And we just honor you tonight, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, Father. And as you forgive us, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we forgive anybody, Father, that we have any fault against, in the precious name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for who you are and all that you do. God, even during our trials and tribulations, just as you was with the Israelites, God, you are also with us. And we can call upon that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth and know, Father God, that you are attentive to our prayers. So, Father God, I just want to thank you for touching and healing our bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, hallelujah, because we know all our help comes from you. And we know that every disease, every sickness, God, got to bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet. We want to thank you, Father God, for just being God. I thank you, Father God, for even trials and tribulations as they come, Father God. They're going to surely come, that you are going to bring us out, Father God, victorious, Father God. And God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, I thank you that you're going to raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the prayer warriors tonight, Father God. I thank you for each prayer that have gone forth tonight out of the mouths of your children and your people now, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for using them in this season, God, like never before. I thank you, Father God, that they continue to be on their post, Father. I thank you, Father God, that they know who they are in you, and they know that your prayers will not return to you void, but it will accomplish everything it's sent out to do. I thank you that they heal, hold, and deliver, God, by your power in the name of Jesus. I bless them and their children's children now, God, all the way down to the thousand generation. I say that they will be who you call them to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it looked like right now. I don't care what they're going through right now, Father God, but they will be who you created them to be before the foundation of the world. God, I bless your name tonight because you are great, wonderful God. You are mighty and awesome God. And I thank you for all you do and all that you have done, dear God. I thank you for being with me and my family, Father God, as we have just had a great loss. But I thank you, Father, because we know to be absent from this body means that we're present with you. And I thank you for continuously watching over us and keeping us and strengthening us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, even for me being on the line tonight. I'm a little slow because I had a little sickness today, and I'm not quite over it. But, God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for delivering. And I thank you for strengthening me, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. And I will continuously look to the hills from which cometh my help and know, God, that my help cometh from you, dear God. And I just praise and honor your name. God, I know that you hear the cries of the afflicted, God. Whatever's going through and whatever we are going through in our lives right now, we can be assured, God, that you hear us because there's nothing too hard for you. And I come in agreement, God, with every prayer that's been prayed here tonight. I thank you for your people, Father God. I thank you that in these last days, God, we know who we are. And we stand firmly rooted and grounded in you, dear God. And I thank you that when we decree and declare a thing, that that thing shall come to pass, Father, in Jesus' name, regardless of whose mouth it come from, because we know you hear the prayers, Father God, of the righteous. So, God, we do honor you tonight. We do praise you, and we love you, Father God. We thank you now for Pastor BJ and all of the prayer warriors tonight, Father, who stood in their position, who decreed and declared, who's been faithful. I thank you that every need they have be met tonight, God, regardless of what that need is, whether it's health and healing, whether it's finances, God, whatever it is, God, I'm asking, God, that you act swiftly on that thing in the name of Jesus, that every need being met in Jesus' name. And I ask that you would continue to strengthen my body, Father, because this attack keep coming. But I'm going to stand on your word, Father. I'm going to stand, Father God, strongly rooted and grounded in you. So, God, I do again thank you and thank you for who you are, all that you're doing. It's in the precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
Mother Alexander, just in case I do have to step off the phone, go ahead and pray for him. We're going to be in agreement right now for the pray for Pastor Bird, just in case she has to leave the line. I say pray for her now, and then we'll have Mother McCormick, then Pastor Sims to pray. Pray there.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the prophet, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, you said in the word, Lord God, if we are to believe, Lord God, and it's in the name of Jesus, we thanking you for Pastor Bird, your prophet, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Drinking now, Lord God, as she stand, Lord God. We bind anything that come against her right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, we're asking you for double strength in all right now in the name of Jesus. As we all come together as one, Lord God, crying out to you for one prophet, Lord God, that you gave us on a prayer line, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're so much.
Taking authority over every foul and unclean spirit that come against you and speaking health and life. Yes, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick and then Pastor Sims, and then we'll take the prayer requests after.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for each and every one that have already prayed. Oh, tonight, God, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, for you are the God that sits high and free and knows all things. We even, Lord, just thank you, Lord God, even though Mother Alexander just prayed for a prophet, but we just ask God to continue to bless her and keep her, Father, And Lord God, we just pray for our Pastor Hubbard, God. Thank God for her being on the line as she always on her post, like Mother Alexander said and Minister Willett. We just thank God for each and every one, all the prayer warriors, one by one and name by name. I just thank God. I just give glory and honor to him. I ask God that to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done, that he would just go with me and just walk with me and just lead me and guide me and direct me in the way that he would have me to go. I just want to sing just a little song right fast, and then I'm going to go with prayer. I trust in God, my Savior one, who never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior one. He will never fail. He will never fail. Now, this, as I say this, I know that we pray, but that I have to read this all over again. I trust in God. And when I say I trust in God, we all trust in God, our Savior. He will never fail us. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I know that you sit high and you see every problem and every situation that's going on in the prayer line right now with each and every one of us that on this line. And you said, God, you will never fail us. Now, God, I ask you, Lord, to touch each and every one that on the prayer line on tonight. This prayer line all over the world, because the prayer line people are praying for people, standing in the gap for other ones. And so, God, we need your help, Lord God, to be able to go through the things that we have to go through, to be able to stand for other ones, Father. So, God, give us the strength and the knowledge that we might be able to be what you want us to be, not doing what we want to do, but doing what you want us to do in the name of Jesus, Father. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have brought us through, Lord God, down through the years when we couldn't see our way, when we didn't even know how the way was going to be made. God, you brought us through. And so, God, we give glory and honor to you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, we thank you for the joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to walk with us and continue to take us higher in your word, God, that we will be able to stand, that whenever we out and about, Lord God, and if we see anybody that we need to, that you need us to go to, that we won't be fearful to go to them. We'll be able to let them know that Jesus is the answer of the day. He is the answer. Whatever your problem might be, God is able to deliver. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will help us, Lord God, to keep that mind to live right and to do right and to walk right and to not to do things like we want to do, but to learn how to cast our cares on you because you care for us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. I just thank you right now for your word, God. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your deliverance right now. I just thank you, Lord God, for a change of heart and a change of mind. I just thank you, Lord God, for your shedding of your blood. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that peace. You said the peace that you give us, not as the world give us, to let not our heart be troubled. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for it. I thank you for your son, Jesus, because you sent your son, Jesus, in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. So, God, I thank you for Jesus Christ on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge. You say ever learn it, but ever come into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, I thank you for that knowledge on tonight, Lord God, that we'll be able to open up our eyes, that we can be able to see things different than what we used to. And I thank you, Lord God, for understanding. Open up our understanding, Lord God, that we can understand how to go about doing things. And also, God, I thank you for wisdom, God. We need that wisdom. We need that revelation knowledge, Lord God. We need that discerning, that we can discern things before it come up on us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for faith. We know that the word of God said, now faith is the subject of things hoped for, in the evidence of things not seen. So God, we thank you for faith on tonight. Thank you for compassion, because we need that compassion, because there are so many people out there today, Lord God, feel like nobody cares for us, feel like nobody want to be around us. But God, help us to have compassion. Help us not to just be talking this thing, but help us to learn it, God. Help us to act on it. Help us to believe on it. Help us not to just be saying things like our sister talk about, say about the word, you know, speaking like tongues. You know, having all this stuff in our tongues to say things, loving a person, then you might not like a person. Help us with that situation, God, because we need it. We need that fire to burn on us, God. Like I was saying last night, we need that fire, like God gave us that word last night about that fire, burning up all of this stuff on us, something that in us that we need to get clean from, that we'll be able to help our sisters and our brothers, or be able to help somebody that have not come into the fullest of knowledge of the word of God. So help us, Lord God, to walk in the way that you have us to walk, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, help us, Lord God, to keep looking to the hill from which coming our help, because we know all our help comes from you, God. We can't make this journey down here by ourselves. And if you don't do it for us, God, it won't be done. But you also told us, God, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And Lord, no, we living in a time of need. We need you right now, Lord. We need your strength. We need your understanding. We need you to help us, Lord God. And if our eyes is dim, God, we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse our eyes, that we'll be able to see things different, that we'll be able to know how to help somebody, that we'll know how to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we can rejoice in this day, or we can sit back, and we can act like that we're so sad and we don't know what's going to happen. But we know Jesus is on our side. If we know Jesus on our side, we can walk forward, we can go forward, and we can do the way God would have us to do, because he said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I pray for all my family. I pray for the family of the body of Christ. I pray for us all, because everybody is going through one thing or another. But we know God is able. He's able to work all things out for our good, and we can go to him, and we can talk to him about problems and about our situation. Thank God for God sending his son in the world, like I said, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Mm.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine, leaning on his arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, because I'm leaning on his arm. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. And I come tonight in his mighty, strong, precious name, lifting him up, because as high as we can lift him, it's not high enough. But we thank him so much for the witness of the Holy Ghost and all of the prayer warriors that came before me and that will come after me to pray in the anointed word. There's so much power in prayer. And the Bible tells us that men should always pray. And he tells us that the prayers of a righteous person mean a lot. And we have to learn more and more about his ways and how he loves, and ask for his teaching, as Sister McCormick taught us so faithfully last night, that we'll listen and learn and not only just be hearers of the word, but doers also, because it's not going to do you one bit of good just to hear it and not use it. So we come tonight on this Holy Week just being so thankful for God sending his son into the world to die on a cruel, cruel cross, Lord. Hallelujah. Between two thieves, for us, that we might have eternal life. And if he don't do another thing for you in this life, he's already done all he could. And he wrote it in a book, and he told us to study it so that we could be more conscious and more loving, more kind. He told us to imitate him. And my sister before me, I think it was Sister Willette, said, you better treat God's people right. Because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. And that's the word. That's what the word says. If you offend the least one of my children, you've done it unto me. And then he said, what you do for one of my little ones, you've done that also for him. So people need to be careful. And we need to be careful also how we treat people when we call ourselves Christians and we teaching in love how we supposed to do. And sometimes it's not easy, but it's possible because he told us we could do it. If we just hold on to his word, no matter which way it goes, and tell the devil where to go. And the Bible tells us, if we resist him, he will flee. And the more you learn to resist him, the more you're able to resist him. And you'll have that peace that surpasses all understanding because you keep your mind and your heart on Jesus, on God. You meditate on the word day and night. And we ask the Lord God for wisdom. We need wisdom to run this race because things that we never heard about or never even imagined are happening now this day and time. I heard one of the warriors that came before me say some of the same things. We never heard of these diseases. We never heard of all this sickness and all these things that's coming on the forefront. But now God knew all about me. It's no surprise to him. But we humble is the way. And if we come to him humbly seeking him, and you can have as much of it as you want, but you've got to seek him. And the more you seek him, the closer you become to him. And the more help you are to other people because you're able to stand up under some things that you never would or never thought you could have stand up on. But we just praise him tonight. We just give him honor and glory, and we're so grateful. And we just thank him. Thank the Father for sending his son because he didn't have to do it. But he did it. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank him for the everlasting life that he's given unto us. And he just asks to keep us on the right course. And that course is that leads us from earth to glory. And when our time comes to go with him, we go in the peace of God, knowing that you're going to a better place. And it's not a punishment, but it's a step up for you. Because you won't be in this world in degradation anymore. So we pray for everybody on this line, everybody that's listening, everybody that has been on this line, and all those that will come on this line. Each and every one of them, we pray God's mighty rich blessings upon everybody. We pray for mankind, Father. We pray for those royals over in England that are having so much trouble and so much publicity and everything. They're in a fishbowl. Everybody is looking at them. We pray for them, Father, that they would have peace and they'd be able to go ahead and do their job in a mighty way. And if they're not saved, I know they're Catholic. I don't know what their belief is, but if they're not, that God would save them. And all the people in the world, some people are saved, but they're still in trouble. They need strength, and we pray for strength for them, the careless and the unconcerned. We pray for mankind everywhere, all over the land and country, that they would come to know the God of the universe, the God who saves, the God who loves you no matter what. Father, I pray for my family and all of the sickness and the ones that are getting well. We pray for all of them. We pray for everybody on this line that's having some issues and problems. Prophet's word has already been prayed for, but more prayer, more power. We pray for her that she would hold up and hold out and be strong and have the peace of God in her life. And, Father, we just give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we pray for destitute people, the homeless people, people that don't have anywhere, Lord, and any people, anybody to love them. Some people, I understand, that are never touched by another human being. They don't know how a human being touch is, but, Lord, you touch them with your Holy Spirit and guide them in the right way, that they will be a witness to your great mercy. And you bless us so with mercy, say your mercies are new every morning. Great.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. We ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, awesome name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We're going to take one more for Sister Lauren, then we're going to take these prayer requests. We have enough time to go ahead and let her pray. Are you available, Sister Laura?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I had to walk out. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. Father, I come in agreement with every prayer that's already been went forth, God. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Father. Father, I lift everybody up that's in bereavement, Father God. Father God, wrap your loving arms around them, God. Comfort them, Lord God, like only you can, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, those that are sick, Father, I ask that you heal their bodies. By your stripes, they are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not might, maybe, but are healed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord God, for your people's marriages, Lord God. Father, let their love grow closer to you and for their mate, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to just shower down on your people, oh God. Open up the windows of heaven, pour out many blessings that your people won't have room enough to receive, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you look on everybody on this prayer line, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and supply every need according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Father, I thank you, God. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Lord God. Father, you are the true and living God. There's none like you, no one before you, God. Yes, to your will and to your ways. You are the great big I am, oh God. Father, I thank you, God, for you are worthy, God. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for touching my mom, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for touching my dad, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for healing my body, Lord God. Father, and those who are sick on this line, God, I thank you, Lord God, now, Lord God, that they have immediately supernatural, Lord God, healing, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for all the powerful questions and everybody. God is blessed and moved miraculous tonight, and we thank God for, even for the word for last word, Mother McCormick. At this time, we're going to take the prayer requests. Anyone that has a request for now, we're going to touch and agree with you.
Yes, ma'am. I have a prayer request for my cousin,
okay.
Javen. He was diagnosed with lupus, and he's a teenager.
You said Javen?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, old, I think that's the name was requested last night. Okay, 17 years old. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. We want to make sure we keep his name up before the Lord so he can get delivered. So we can make sure that we pray for him tonight, too, as well. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Mother Willett, would you take Javen's request for tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord God, that you're concerned about everything that we're concerned with. We thank you that lupus is not, Lord God, something that's foreign to you. And we thank you, Lord God, for Javen. We pray, Lord God, that he has surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord God, that he is one of your children, as we said, praise God, hallelujah, in Matthew, the 15th chapter, it talks about healing is the children's bread. Glory be to God. So we pray and intercede on behalf of Javen this evening. We pray, Father God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released in his body. And God, in Christ Jesus, we pray for divine healing. And the doctors may say one thing, but you are the chief physician. And
that's
we
right.
know, Lord God, there's nothing too hard yeah. for you. So we pray Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 30 and verse 2, where we cry out to you, dear God, on behalf of Javen, and we ask you, Lord God, to deal with that lupus, and we pray that, Lord God, that the power of the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will release the healing virtue of God in his body and deliver him from lupus in Jesus' name. And we pray that he shall live and not die in Jesus' name. Dear God in heaven, we pray, O Lord God, according to your word, where you said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given you. So we're interceding on behalf of Javen, and we ask you to bless this young man in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you came that he might live life to the full. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name, no weapon formed against him, no lupus, nothing formed against him will prosper. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you, Lord God, astonish the doctors and confound the devil. In Jesus' name, we thank you for doing it. We love you, and we ask according to your principles in your word, Lord God, to have faith in you and ask, and you shall receive. Thank you, Father. Bless this young man with good health in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dr. BJ,
praise God.
I have to leave the
yes,
line.
Ma'am.
Could you pray
yes,
for
ma'am.
Peggy? She, I left the line for a while. I have to go and do something. Could you pray for Peggy? She had surgery on her knee on Tuesday, last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Peggy Bowl, one of her sister I knew. I forgot about it, she knows.
Is she home?
No, she came out, I think it was Wednesday she came out, they sent her home. But she had surgery
okay.
on her knee.
Okay. Father,
and
in Jesus' name, we pray for Peggy, glory to God, for her knee surgery. God, we are praying that the miraculous be done, that you will have any long-term suffering from it, that God bless, and there be a miraculous healing. God, we pray that she'll have no complications or problems, and that it will, knee will operate according to what is ordained to be so. Thank you for the doctors. Thank you for the surgeon. Thank you that she'll not have any problems with blood clots or any other kind of problems or any stiffness. We pray that she'll be able to have that therapy, even with this home or whether she go out to have it, that it will be continued, glory to God, to operate like it's supposed to on her legs. No stiffness, no problems with her ligaments and all the bones. We pray all, glory to God, will function as it should. In the name of Jesus, pray for her encouragement. Pray that she will not be suffering with a lot of pain, that you take the pain out of it. Let it be a blessed praise report in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Peggy, that she'll be able to rest and not to be having any agitation even when she's lying down or getting up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done and doing. By your stripes, we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal, even through this progress, even though you may have used it through the doctors. We are thanking you for the healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you. I forgot.
Amen.
I want to ask for prayer, even though Wanda's name have gone up tonight.
That's what I just wrote down.
To have a, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
I can hear y'all saying I wrote her name down to pray before Mother
okay.
just did all the things
she's
Wanda.
She's going to have a biopsy on her liver on Friday, on her lungs, I'm sorry.
Yeah, on lungs.
On Friday, and they see a spot, but we're believing God that it's going to be benign. So I'm asking prayer for Wanda for that. And also, Wanda have informed me that she don't want me to pray about her smoking, but I want y'all to intercede anyway and pray that God would take that taste of those cigarettes, take that addiction from her in the name of Jesus. She's in bad health. And with her lungs and then with that congestive heart failure, and now going through the grieving of the death of her mom, she's really in a bad state right now. So I'm just petitioning prayers for her so that she can come out of this depression that she's in, and also that all of those tests be good in the name of Jesus.
Now, we don't want to call because before Mother just asked for that prayer request. I already had wrote her name just down before that for your niece, for about the congestive heart, for about the spinal lungs, for prayer for that, and for the biopsy, and also the cigarettes. Only thing I didn't put down there was the depression, but we definitely I had wrote that down just before Mother came on. Praise the Lord. But Father, we come in agreement right now for the request of the prophet. And the prayers that already gone forth and have been going forth for Wanda. But we come against every foul and unclean spirit of the enemy to have her mind locked down to the point that she is rejecting even prayer. We know that's a foul spirit from the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we come against this depression. We come against any spirit that might even have an underlying suicidal demon, even though it's not directly out at her to say that she's planning to. But whatever the trick is that's there, the plot, the plan, the enemy for him to try to slow walk her down with her health, glory to God, diminishing, we are praying that it be a reversal. God, we know you have a plan for her life, and we bind up the forces of evil that come, glory to God, against her heart, glory to God, with these cigarettes, even making it worse, glory to God, that taste that's in her mouth that it be cursed and canceled, that she don't even have no desire. Every time she even want to pull on a cigarette, Lord, let that stomach start turning over. In the name of Jesus, she needs to be able to eat, but I'm praying, glory to God, that whatever she's doing from the taste of it, oh, God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus that you are blessed, even in this report that's got to, when she get ready to do this biopsy for her lungs, God, we are praying for mercy, for grace, because it's nothing but your mercy and grace that's keeping her, even for being able to go back to the doctor for Pastor being there in time enough to take her to the hospital the other night. God, there's nobody but you got her there where she couldn't breathe. You breathe on her. God, help her to know it's your mercy and your grace. Help her to know that you want her to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I pray right now, glory to God, for a mercy for even for that spot that they look that it don't be cancerous. That God, you give her another chance, another opportunity to turn her life around. And we are praying whatever the lie is the enemy done told her, we rebuke, bind, and pray for her deliverance. And God, even though she get pleasure out of it, sometimes people just don't have to acknowledge, I get pleasure out of it, but I want you to help me because this destroying my life. God, so I'm praying if you got to deal with it in a dream, if you got to deal with her heart open enough for somebody else to receive, I come against that spirit of rejection, that spirit over to God that don't want to receive God's word about her. I plead that, brother, let her be able to see the big picture. God, we can't do nothing but pray, but God, we know your mercy and your grace through the power of the effective, fervent presence of the righteous can change this thing. But at the end of the day, it's up to her, but we're believing change come, but because those chains be destroyed that's got her mind tied up in the name of Jesus. And even that depression, God, for the grief and all of it coming together to bombard her. Devil, you a liar, and the blood of Jesus against you. We cancel your assignment, command you to go. And even the spirit of loneliness, oh, we rebuke and bind that too. Loose your hold in Jesus' name. We pray and glory. I send your minister angels to her post in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are an awesome God. And we're standing on what God's word said. We're not listening to what no voice of the enemy says, because you told us that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness and principalities. And every foul spirit that comes to tell all these lies and deception, we come against right now in the name of Jesus. Open her ears that she may be able to hear, and give her a deaf ear to everything that the devil is saying. Open up her heart. Take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh that she can receive your word. I come against the brainwashing demon in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold off of her mind in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of truth can come forth in Jesus' name. For so you can see the destruction that this thing is doing in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm praying a reversal and restoration and restoring in Jesus' name. I pound up even that fear. That fear, what if it might be, why, whatever, what don't make no difference. I rebuke all them lies and all them voices that is talking to her that they shut down in the name of Jesus. And let, glory to God, the voice of the Lord start penetrating in our heart. Help her to have a desire to pick up a word and read it and hear it and find out what the promises are. And let her not be fearful about the moving on and to live in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we cast these cares back to you and bind up every spirit to try to transfer in the name of Jesus, bind up any attack against us as we stand together for her and many others and even for ourselves. We loose the enemy from his assignment and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. In the name of Jesus, we call forth back the peace, the joy, the strength, and encouragement. And I pray that you continue to bless Pastor Bird for her encouragement and for continuing to strengthen her. And even while she's standing, because she didn't heard those words before, that she know to hear God's voice. The glory, I continue to pray for her and her family. But I pray, glory to God, that you strengthen her and encourage her and keep her and protect her under the blood as well as all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. And we release these things back in your hands and call for them and give you the glory, give you the honor and the in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. And I pray for amen. Pastor Sims too, God, while she's standing in the gap. Glory to God for her family, for the various things of attack. But I thank you that we have a praise report about the daughter, I mean the niece with the brain surgery, that all is well with that and other things that are going on in the family, that she'd already prayed, that we believe in God for the ones that are doing well and the ones that are going through, that God, for your deliverance. But we pray for her and her blood covering, I mean for the blood covering over her and the peace and the joy. Strip, God, give her wisdom what to embrace, what not to embrace, and how far to go that she don't burn herself out, because by the strong one in the family, somebody always calling, calling, calling. But God, help her to keep looking up to the hills and coming to help and listen to the voice of the Lord to know when to move and when not to move, and even release it off of her heart so her heart won't be heavy or trouble either in the name of Jesus. Because we can say one thing with our mouths, all of us, but we got to be able to know, glory to God, when we're not troubled, when we can release that thing and be able to have the peace of God. When you say, all you that are labored and heavy laden, come to you and you'll give us that rest. Take your yoke and learn of you, your word, and because you're meek and lowly, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So we thank you for, God, for your comfort and your encouragement. And everyone, glory to God, on various things, as someone already said, that we all go through, that, God, we keep casting those cares and you protect and shield us. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing that surgery that procedure that Mother McCormick went through, and the Lord bless her to bring that word, and the enemy couldn't come in to disturb or do anything to keep that flow from that anointing coming forth out of that word of love and blessing. So we thank God for her, and we thank you for working on some things in the background that you keep her heart not troubled, but glory to God, keep it where she was saying, no matter what, I'm standing on your word. You've proven yourself too many times. So even though this might be something different, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and change not. So I'm going to rest in you. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless her with the wisdom, what to say, when to say, and even if they don't want to hear. And when you say, don't say nothing. Just let you prove yourself. We bless you for all of them in the name of Jesus and all of our families. We pray for common leader tonight, God, even the enemy to attack that car again with that tire. But we believe in God. It's not the rim that's tearing the tire, but we are praying, go around whatever repairs got to be done. Don't let it be attached up with the company, that it'll be no other problems on that road. We bind up any attacks of on that vehicle or herself or any of our children or grandchildren or seed or in-laws, outlaws or whatever, any of us, even our families, church family. God, we pray a blood cover that thief will not keep coming against our bodies and our finances and our families and the things that concern us. And we just thank you, Lord God. We trust in you every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Encourage her heart for even the things that she's a decision she has to make on some things, that she'll just rest in the Lord and not let the enemy bombard her mind to drift away from what God said. Thank you that her desire is drawing near to you. But God, I pray, Lord, that I continue to show her more and more how to release those things when they do come. That's all these things that are trying to pile up right now. But glory to God, you are so faithful, and you keep proving yourself over and over. Bring her back to remembrance of how many times you're proving yourself, and each one of us as well. So we cast these cares back to you and release them to you and bind up any transferring spirits. And we just appreciate you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Harbor.
Yes.
Sister Harbor, could
Could somebody pray for my son-in-law, Teresa husband? When he got diabetes, his
A-L-C.
Why
you say that, A1C.
Yeah. Something is real high, and you know he drives train for trucks, and now they won't let him drive trucks until it go down.
Okay, Pastor Bird, since you're still on the line, and you know that, but for me, was that real good?
Glory to God. Father, we do come boldly now to your throne of grace as we lift up Sister McCormick's son-in-law in the name of Jesus. God, he is wonderfully and fearfully made by you. And God, we come against this A1C now in Jesus' name. We speak to that pancreas, God. We speak to that blood sugar, and we say that it have to get in line with your word now, Father, in Jesus' name. We say in the name of Jesus, God, that he will begin to eat the way he's supposed to eat. We also pray, Father God, blood sugar will come down in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Father God, that the doctors will put him on a diet or on some medication, Father God, that will work best for him, so that he's able, Father, to continue his job and to make a living in the precious name of Jesus. And God, we come against anything that would cause his bills and finances or whatever to go out of whack while he's recovering now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you as we speak to that blood now in the precious name of Jesus. And if they need to send him to a specialist, Father, where they can get him on the right medication so that that blood, that diabetes can get in control, I ask now, Father God, that whoever his caretakers are, that they'll realize that they can't do it and that he needs to see a specialist. So we bless him, and we are thanking you for his healing in advance. For by your stripes, he's already healed. And we thank you for that now, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Bird, it's coming to my spirit for you to pray for his salvation and some things where they have me on his heart that he needs to let go and let God and move himself out the way. So that's coming in my spirit that for some prayer for the prophet, pray for him in that area, and something he got some rebellion about, some things he needs to let God do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Father, you said that all of those that call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. I pray right now in Jesus' name. God, he might know a little bit, but he may not know it all. I am praying, God, for his salvation. I am praying, Father God, that you will send somebody in his way that he'll be able to listen to, God, and that
Amen.
He will call on that name of Jesus. God, he might know a little bit, but he don't know it all. But I come against stubbornness. I come against everything. Ask, Father God, that kept him from coming into the knowledge of who you are. I say in Jesus' name, Father God, that he will cry out to you, even in what he's going through now, God, that it will bring him closer to you. I'm praying, Father God, that he will hear the word of truth and that he will be set free in the name of
Jesus.
And he will be saved now.
In
Jesus' name. Whatever happened in his past, whatever God got him blocked up where he can't hear, we command it to loosen him, to come out of his ears. Thank you now, God, so that he will be saved. So we thank you for salvation for this young man right now in the name. As we stand in the gap for him and as we him. And we thank you, God, for hearing us. We cry for this brother tonight in the name of Jesus, and we call it done in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I want to ask you, do he see a specialist about his blood sugar?
No, he got his doctor, but he He made an appointment, but her, she's booked up or something.
He needs to request a specialist.
Okay.
They would get him right on point because, you know, sometimes a general practitioner, they just can't do what the, that specialist can do. So
mm-hmm.
he needs to ask them to send him to a diabetic doctor.
Okay.
That can monitor him and get his insulin or whatever they need to get in line that will get his blood sugar in line.
All right. Okay, then, Pa. Thank you, Pa.
Praise God.
Praise God. That's a powerful prayer. I know that was the Spirit of the Lord gave it for you to pray for him. My spirit man was just turning over just to make that request and prophet, I mean, Evangelist Eminem know that it definitely was needed and some things God been given, but it's not been received. But God bless you to say, put somebody in his path that he'll have an ear to hear. But God got a way to get our teaching to as well. I'm believing
Amen.
That even that word that you gave her, well, she passed it on to him, but she has much respect for either. But my understanding that he'll receive that, that he needs to see a specialist and not just sit back at home just going waiting for that appointment. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. We got to stand in the gap. Time is too short now with everything going on. We cannot turn back around and just sit back and not stand in the gap when God gives us things about one another and our families, because the enemy is about destroying. And we got to believe God for deliverance as we pray one for another. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God.
And we got to, and we also need to, with the families at times, sometimes, I don't know, they want to just have some little secrets. They don't want to say things at times. Because
yeah.
I got this from, I didn't get this from him. I didn't even know he, what was going on. So, but I got it.
Amen.
Yep. We just got to take it and pray when God do reveal things. But, yeah, everybody got their own life. And sometimes, you know, the things that need to be spoken don't be spoken. But if it's something that our ears need to hear, God got a way. So all we can do is just pray for the things that
put
we do know. Yes, indeed. He got a way, like you said, Mother. He will put it in our ears for us to know some things. Because I know through life and whatever, sometimes you be right in ministry sometimes with things going on around you. And it's like you don't know,
mm-hmm.
have no idea. And all of a sudden, when it's for you to know some things, he'll put it right in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll do that in your house or wherever else, job too. So
Amen.
You just got to trust God through whatever. God say he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. So if it's something we need to hear, we just pray that God bless and we just take it to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Cover us all of the butt, Lord.
Yes,
oh, God, right now, I don't know what that prayer is for it, but I pray right now the blood covered over her right now. Thank you for protection. Thank you for the shield. Thank you, Lord God, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord God, for any thoughts that are not of you that will try to come to her mind or anything the enemy try to sway her with right now in the name of Jesus. Any disappointment right now, anything that she has overheard or glory to God that's bothering her or whatever it may be, Satan, you're a liar. We bind you up for touching her mind, her body, or whatever it is, or her direction, all what the plans God had for her life. God, I pray like never before. I pray this during this time she draw closer to the Lord like never before. Thank you for her grandmother. Thank you, Lord God,
Thank
for pouring
you.
Into her. But I bind the other voices that are coming over to God to try to sway her in any way in the name of Jesus. You know all about this young lady, and you know what it
yes.
was right at this very moment of the attack of the enemy. We bind you up
Thank
in Abakia. Let on no toshia. Shall not get ikofa. Fa bebe kite eno. O na na ne kita sate. O sututa. Fa bebe kotu nana. Esheti. Itutu taba. Loro na makota zeketi. Ita na no toteba. O shabababosi. Woo, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ah, in the name of Jesus. You're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Whatever is happening, you know all things, and we stand in the gap, not only for her, but all of our children, grandchildren, and great-grands, and feet. But God, whatever is that's happening with this young lady's mind, what's going on around her, we thank you that it is well, and the devil is a liar, and he's loose from his assignment. Oh, choke on her.
Yes.
She shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord, and she shall have a future, and she shall accomplish. Oh, baba, boche. Oh, baba, vekekia. Orienda. All that God has for her. God, if anything going on in that home, there she. Ah, na, 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 boche. Well, this home of school, you intervene, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we deal with the parents. Deal glory to God with them. If there's something happening, hallelujah, you know all things. And we believe it, God, that you intervene right now in the name of Jesus. And oh, Sheba. Oh, Kotaba. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to pray tonight. I don't know why. I just every time I try to say the child's name. Oh, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Pastor Bird, would you just pray for her real quick for me? I'm just going to keep praying in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against any guilt or any other thing, God, that she's feeling right now in the name of Jesus. Any condemnation or any words that she have heard,
Father,
God, none of us are perfect and all of us make mistakes. And regardless of how it happened, what happened, God, every perfect gift comes from you. And help her to know, God, hallelujah, even though, Father God, it might have been out of timing, that you said in your word that every good and perfect gift comes from you, and you are the ones that places those children in our wombs, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I'm praying for peace for her now in the precious name of Jesus. I come against any condemnation. I come against shame. I come against anything else now, Father God, that's on her mind. Help her to know, Father God, that she can trust you, she can come to you, and she can walk around with her head up, God. So
I pray that
with the parents, Father God, that there will come a deeper relationship where she can talk about everything and let them know exactly how she feels. Without condemnation, in the precious name of Jesus. So we bless them now as a family, that they will come together as one and be on one accord, in the precious name
of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the
name of Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
The shame on her now in Jesus' name.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Jesus, only you. Well, we standing in the gap. Standing in your word. Well, we believe in God, but
Jesus' name.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. My dear. Oh, we will celebrate Jesus in the midst of all that's going on in our lives. We're still looking to the hills that cover our help, Jesus.
Yes,
we realize we come from you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Lord,
lift the burden, because it's a burden behind the scenes. Lift the burden,
thank
Mother
you,
of McCormick, in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift the burden.
Please
let it go, regardless of what's been said, what's been done, how the reaction of those ones that's involved in the situation. Lift the burden. Hallelujah.
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 I give you to do it. And be free in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you let no shame be on you either. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We can be disappointed, but we know how to give things back to the Lord. Jesus,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast to us. Free. Let the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength, because there's power and anointing. So much God want to do in you through you. So we come against anything that try to block it or try to sidetrack it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Use it for your glory.
Jesus.
God
glory,
is using your mouthpiece in your home as well as in the streets. Stand fast on what you know God give you to stand on. In the name of Jesus, with the whole armor of God being led by the Spirit. Thank you. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Jesus.
Yes.
Celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, I don't want to leave off this phone without a praise, because the devil is not going to leave that in the atmosphere. We're going to celebrate God for the miraculous work he's already done. The healing, for the deliverance, all for the mind regulation. Glory to God for the comfort, for the encouragement, all for the wisdom that you've given us. All just for our lives. Oh, God, for your mercy, for your grace, God. In our lives, I need thee every hour. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I stretch my arms out to thee. I worship you, God. I adore and magnify you. I will celebrate you in a dance. Oh, glory to God for the healing, for the deliverance, for making a way for certain things around, for being our protector, for being our provider, for the elders, the Almighty God, the all-blessed ones, the hope of the most, the peace that you give us in the midst of storms. God, open up your heart to your people that they learn to praise you in spite of the situation. Help us to learn to give you glory. Me under the most high. Not these potato chip prayers. Not the potato chip prayers. God, praise you. Be able to hold up the floodgates and give you glory. Give you glory. Don't let the problems weigh us down. Lord, help us set the problem. Let this great God want the burden to go on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let us get tired worshiping you. Lord, go on, we want something from you. We'll pray. But let us learn to worship you, Lord, to glorify you, because you're an awesome God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, the power that you give us to buy the root and to celebrate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for liberty. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord that are rich and making those souls. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I bow to whatever kind of weight in the background. Even if praise is going on, it's a weight holding this praise down. But you are a liar in the blood of Jesus. Whatever God has done for us, we still don't celebrate. We still gonna give God glory. Still give him praise. Even in the midst of the pain, you deserve to praise. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we gotta have the faith that you're gonna turn it around. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, find the kindness right now. Any grief and sorrow, loose over here. Go back to the dry place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, I
thank you. Thank you.
I bless you. I bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
If it had not been for Jesus, he knows the secret things of my heart. He knows what we're going through. You know, shit so high, he can't be touched down here. But all my people would worship me. But all my people would trust me. All my people would rest me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you for that word of encouragement that we stand in glory to God for Pori, praying that you release glory to God the mother, the grandmother, and thank you for the words that will come out that still continue to pour into her. We thank you for working a work inside of the family. We pray that you continue to work works inside of our own family with the various things all of us may have challenges of. Give us wisdom, God, and help us to keep releasing those burdens and problems into your hands and believe in you. God, we thank you for Mother Willette's son going for surgery, glory to God, on the 8th. So be it that you have it, we are praying that he'll go through it with no problems, no complications, no setbacks, no blood clots, no agitation, no whatever, no infections or nothing in the name of Jesus. Whatever his body has to do, well, even that period of time, even in the weight loss, God, we just thanking you. Even some pounds will come off then. We are praying for a good surgeon, God, and nurses and anesthesia and everything else be in alignment in place, glory to God. He will not have any setbacks. Thank you, Lord, for touching his heart. Don't be no fears there in the name of Jesus that he'll have wisdom. Do what he's supposed to do in the name of Jesus to even take care of his body, even in preparation for it. We thank you, Lord God, for touching Mother Willette's body in her mind as well as she's standing the gap for her son and family and standing faithfully on this line for standing in the gap for many others. Oh, God, not only just on this line in the church, whoever she come in contact with, but we are praying, God, even her concerns, that you just lift any burden off her heart, too, as well as she continues to walk through this thing in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for all of our lives and every one of the prayer warriors and these things that you're doing in each one of us, God, as well. And we thanking you, Lord God, for the reps coming back again and even for the garments that they have called for this machine, that everything works out. It won't be no setbacks and no reversal. Glory to God, whatever reversal going to be, that this fluid coming out, going out in this direction that it needs to be. We are thanking you, Lord God, for putting everything in place and in alignment. Whatever tricks, snare, plot, plan, scheme that the hand of the enemy going to come up against with it, or with my life or the family or church family or even those the warriors, we rebuke, bind, and loose him.
from his assignment right now and go back to the dry place with the cash. We're speaking divine healing, God, as we continue to wait on the Lord to build up with courage. And we're believing some things are going to divinely take place soon, not going to be months down the road. Some things we're going to see manifest in our life soon, on our health, in our finances, over in our relationships, in our families, over to God, in the ministries. We are looking for it any time now. Thank you for Pastor Burton that you touched that shoulder and that hand over to God that's still, where the enemy still agitating on, and then try to agitate the surgery that was in that knee. He's a liar, the blood of Jesus. Lose his hold off of our body. But we're thanking you for a determination to hold on to the word, hold on to the promises, speaking and standing over to God as the shepherd you call it for. Cover all over the blood. We just thank you for what all you've done tonight and what you're doing, and continue to keep us, God, and keep our minds. And we pray for a stirring of fire on continue in Laura and also in Rachel. You continue to touch that body, continue to move and touch her father as well as her mom. We thank you that you touch her too, that her burden, the burden that's trying to be on her and trying to kind of be on the current, that she release everything to as well, and not just, you know, part of it, but God, let her just be able to know, God, I'm trusting and believing that all is well, and thank you for your manifestation because you moved so many times before. God, I just thank you for all of our minds and our children. Oh, God, even to travel on the road and what they have to do in incidents, accidents, we cancel all of those assignments. In the name of Jesus, pray for her. You might get prepared for that new job. God, even for in the child care center and the academy, that you are blessed, give her wisdom, keep her covered under the blood, bind up anything that's being transferred that won't come with no sickness or nothing that will transfer from her back from the place of our children, from the children from her back to her child or her family. We just pray, and even all those places that all our families work at, God, we just pray for the blood covering. Oh, God, we cover against even that pollen and all this stuff, that some things that have been coming against people with allergies, that every one of us, just because we're believers, we don't have to go through all of that. But even when the attack comes, it'll be short-lived. Shield us and cover us under the blood. We speak in life and health and wholeness, and we release all these things back to you, because it's always going to be so much to pray for, but we got to keep the faith as we walk through on this journey, growing in grace, glorifying you and blessing you. So we celebrate you as we walk through these things, knowing that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord God, for being so powerful, and thank you for your word that's coming alive more in us and help us to study it and rightly divide it as we live by it with the Holy Spirit doing our lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. I love you. Appreciate Jesus.
Yes,
what he's doing in all
you
of
all. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed night. And glorify the Lord throughout the week. We love you.
Amen.
Celebrate
love
happy
you.
Easter. Praise the Lord. Resurrection
Great.
Day. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord bless.
Amen.
Thank
love
you, Jesus.
Night.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Love you. Love you.
Love you guys.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Night, night. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, great is our faithfulness. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I appreciate you. Oh, God, I thank you for moving tonight. Oh, continue to keep us, your angels being camped about us. Oh, I love you. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.